Absolutely can't wait to see you live with the band in about a month's time. And I look forward to coming up and saying good day in person.
Yeah, please do. It'll be my first time in Brisbane, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Richard and Alana with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. On Saturday, rally in local news, on Saturday rallies were held across Australia to protest the pause of access to hormonal therapy for new trans patients under the age of 18. Last month, the state government announced the ban and review of hormone therapies on children with gender dysphoria, stating the pause would continue until the government acts from the review, predicted to be in the mid-2026. Hundreds of people turned up at Brisbane's Parliament rallying against the ban, with members of the community sharing, "It's amazing to see us move to such a power to stand up to protect trans youth." A teenager was found over the weekend at Mount Barney after getting lost for 3 days, surviving on lollies, a muesli bar, and creek water. The 18-year-old Nathaniel Green notified authorities that he was lost on Thursday morning, causing a large SES search. He was located on Saturday morning with no injuries. He shared his plan to stay home from hiking. "I thought it was going down the route I needed to go home, but it turned out it wasn't." In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has promised to reduce the cost of grocery products in remote communities to city prices. Consumer Growth Choice has found groceries cost more than doubled in remote communities compared to capital city prices. The Prime Minister says he is tackling issues of access to affordable food in remote areas. One of those issues is food insecurity, which can lead to serious health problems such as cardiovascular and kidney disease.
More rain is expected to fall in parts of North Queensland. North Queensland will experience more rain in flood-affected areas, with the weather expected to ease in the middle of the week. We're still expecting a fair bit of rain, and it's probably covering a broader area, forecaster Rick Russ Lombard said. The Bureau of Meteorology predicts the rain will move east later in the week. In international news, tourists rush to leave Santorini after earthquake warnings are threatening to strike the island. Subtle tremors have left both locals and tourists unsettled, as the latest earthquake warnings are set to strike. Many families have left Santorini to avoid the possible threat, while some locals have chosen to stay on the island. "I'm not afraid," Matthias, a local resident, has said. "We're proud of our island. I just hope everything works out and that this ordeal ends soon." The Santorini government is taking swift measures to assure the safety of the island. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you, Zedlines. Always great to hear what's going on in the world and the local community. And we're going to jump straight back into the music, but before I do, just before Zedlines, we have part two of my interview with Talia Zedek from Come, and the song that you heard in between that was German Song by Come off of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This is a Talia Zedek band song, and it is called Evil Hand off of her Trust Not in Those Without Some Touch of Madness record from about 2004. You tuned into Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ.